Mark Mew is Director of Security and Emergency Preparedness for the Anchorage School District. He says yesterday's first round of elementary school H1N1 vaccination clinics featured lower than expected participation.
We ran about 40% of the student population. We don't know if that's going to hold or not. That's a little less than what our predictions were, but it did give us a little extra vaccine that we may need because things are looking pretty tight next week.
Last week, the district predicted about 65% participation. The four schools hosting yesterday's clinics were Airport Heights, Denali, Fairview, and Lake Otis Elementary. Altogether, district staff administered just over 640 doses. Today, there's one clinic at Chugach Optional School, with three on Thursday and four on Friday. The district plans on holding vaccination clinics at all 95 of its schools. The elementary schools are first because children 9 years old and younger require two doses. If the vaccine arrives in sufficient amounts, the district will administer the second dose for those youngsters in December, along with middle and high school clinics. No student is vaccinated without a permission slip signed by a parent or guardian, and students can receive the vaccine only at their own school. If after the clinic has occurred and parents or guardians want a child inoculated, Mew says they must seek the vaccination outside the school system.
If they miss today, well, there are going to be public clinics put on by the municipality, and those dates are advertised, and they can always go there. Anchorage Neighborhood Health Clinic is open for vaccinations, and there are private providers, doctors, pediatricians, and even pharmacies that have not huge quantities, but some quantities of vaccine. And so those are places they can go now. Hopefully, more vaccine starts arriving in larger quantities later this month, and it'll get easier to get, not harder.
Both the Anchorage School District and the Municipality of Anchorage have posted H1N1 vaccination clinic and general information on their websites. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.